It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, how can cutting trees down around a house affect its foundation? So Adam, I think most homeowners know that having a large tree too close to the house can be bad on several different fronts. What are the ramifications of cutting one down with respect to the foundation?
Yeah, so obviously, if you think about having a tree too close to the house, you would think, well, the root structure is going to be there. You could have overhang over your roof. And these are all real reasons to not have your trees that close to your house. The biggest issue that we have recently is when people are doing tree work and the ground is frozen. In this area, it's very common to have white pines, and white pines are somewhere between 80 to 100 feet tall. Sometimes they can get taller, with a 30-inch diameter base. Now, these trees themselves can weigh upwards of 20,000 pounds from top to bottom. But what happens when these trees are cut, they can actually cause issues with the foundation. We had a case in Acton, Massachusetts just the other day where the neighbor was getting some tree work done and they were felling some of these large 100-foot pines. And the way this particular arborist worked is they limbed the entire tree and then they would cut off about 15 to 20-foot sections of the main trunk. And those 15 to 20-foot sections can weigh between 3 and 5,000 pounds apiece. And when they're cutting them, they basically will drop them to the ground, and then they'll allow the last tall section to kind of just fall over and hit the ground. Now, obviously, that was very safely done. They're all insured. Everything was done properly, and there was no bad arbor techniques being used here. But when they start doing this in the wintertime, it actually causes a lot of vibration in the soil. And so when this 5,000-pound piece of lumber hits the ground, it doesn't necessarily cause a foundation to crack. But if you had an existing foundation crack there, it can cause it to vibrate slightly. And when this happens, it happens to open up or remove any of the dirt or debris or whatever it might be packed in there. And so this particular customer, they knew they had a foundation crack. They had it there for 25 years. It never leaked at all. They had the tree work done. Nothing to concern. No issues other than a couple big booms and a little bit of rattles when the tree was falling over. But the next 2 days later, we had a big rainstorm and all of a sudden water started coming in. So they had to try to figure out, well, why after 25 years was this all of a sudden happening? And what we did found out is, well, they had all that tree work done. All of that kind of vibration caused it. So we've talked about a few times in the past that this happens with blasting. If you have blasting nearby, it can actually cause the bedrock to vibrate quite a bit and cause these issues. Sometimes it does crack the foundation. In this case, you have a one-time event where it lands and it causes that really close proximity vibration. Not an issue, wasn't a structural issue. It was more of just getting that dirt that was stuck in there for 25 years to dislodge and to cause water to come in. Easy fix. We're in and out in less than 2 hours, full warranty repair. But it's just one of those things that you never realize with these auxiliary work around the house can affect a house's foundation. In this case, it did just so slightly, but it was an easy fix and able to have that problem resolved really quick.
Thanks, Adam, for explaining how felling trees around a house can affect its foundation. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.